Part of the street next to his restaurant has collapsed. The utilities are still out, and it seems half of Midland Beach was deposited here.
It's been a month now, and there hasn't been any progress at all.
John Toto's business was devastated.
Well, we had roughly about 8 feet of water inside. Okay, my whole lower level was completely compromised.
To make matters worse, he also lost his house.
And that was ripped off the foundation and pushed about 100 feet down the street.
Toto insists he will not give up. On Staten Island, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.